Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Ma'aser Sheni Daf Mem Aleph, and we are starting about six lines up from the bottom with the words of Ezra Bai Kumir Amana, and in Vilna Sources Daf is about a third of the way into Chaf Hey Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Leila Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarah Bas Biyakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. Now, in the course of yesterday's Gemara, we mentioned that a woman could appoint a shliach lekabbalah. This fellow is accepting her get for her, and the moment he receives it, she's automatically divorced, and the husband is not allowed to retract the get anymore. So, Rav Ezra Bai Kumir Amana, Rav Ezra asked or suggested the following front of Amana: Afal Inyan Matana Kain. Would we say the same when it comes to a present? Adam is a shliach lekabel davar sheinu shaloi. Do you think a person could appoint a shliach to receive something that's not his? Meaning, let's say Reuven appoints Shimon to receive a gift for him from Levi. Do we say that the moment Shimon receives it, Levi can't retract it? Why would that be? It doesn't belong to Reuven yet. He can't appoint a shliach to take something for him that's not his. Even if Levi did hand it to the shliach al das Reuven, he still could technically retract it. As Amar Leih Rav Mano told Rav Ezra, clarifying that there's a difference between matana and get. Taman, over there when we're dealing with get, hatayra zichas oisa begita. The Torah was mezakeh her get for her. It was written lishma. It was written specifically for her. And v'hi oisa shliach al kabel davar shu shala. She's able to make a shliach to receive something that rightfully belongs to her al pi Torah. And therefore, the moment the husband gives it to her shliach, she's automatically divorced and the husband's not able to retract. However, ischa meimar matana adam oisa shliach al kabel davar sheinu shalai. Do you think you could say the same by matana, that a person could appoint a shliach to receive something that's not his? Even though Reuven's appointing Shimon to be a shliach to receive a matana from Levi, at the end of the day, this is not Reuven's, and the Torah is not mezakeh him in it like it's mezakeh a get to a woman. And therefore, even if Levi hands the matana over to Shimon, he still could retract it if he wants to. And Mem Aleph Amud Beis on top, Va'ed Men Adov, we also learn from the following: To Amr Abiyasi, the name of Yaakov Bar Zavdi, and Rabbo says B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, Amr Litin Matana L'Chaveroi. If a person said that he's going to give a gift to his friend, Ubikesh L'Achzer Bay, and he wants to be Chazer, he wants to retract that Chazer Bay, he could retract. Now, come Rabbi Yosi in Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi. Rabbi Yosi bumped into Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi. He encountered him, and Amr Leih asked him as follows: Hin tzedek. The pasuk tells us hin tzedek ve'efod tzedek, which is really talking about measurements. But the drasha is that hin tzedek, when you say yes, hin, it should be tzedek. It has to be truthful and real. You can't say yes, I'm going to do something and then not do it. So how could you, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi, tell us that if a fellow promises a gift to his friend, he's allowed to retract that? He's being over this drasha from the pasuk. And so Amrin, they answered, which means Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi answered him b'shah she'amar hin tzedek hava. When he said hin, when he said yes, I'm going to give you this gift, that was tzedek. He meant it 100%. It's just that later he decided to retract. And that's different than when a person says yes and he doesn't actually mean it. If he says yes and he means it, and then later on he decides to retract, that's not a problem. That's not being over this pasuk. It's only if when he says yes, he's not really serious and he's lying, that's what's considered being over the pasuk. And moving on to halacha hey. The Mishnah tells us, Hamineach iser v'achal olav chatzioi. A person put down an iser of regular chulin money and he ate half of its value in Maaser Sheni. For example, this fellow had Maaser Sheni all over the place and he just wanted to have all the Maaser Sheni money centralized in one place, so he left the iser in his drawer at home, and anytime he had Maaser Sheni, he was paid the its value on that iser, on that coin that he has at home. So right now we're holding where he ate half of an iser's worth of Maaser Sheni. So half of this iser has Kedusha's Maaser Sheni, and half of it's still chulin. Now, v'halach l'makom acher, he now is in a different place, v'arehu yotzei b'pundyoin, and now it's worth a pundyoin, which means this iser doubled in value, and it can actually buy a pundyoin's worth of produce. Eichel olav oid iser, he could eat another iser's worth. Let's just clarify this. The Gemara is going to tell us that a pundyon is two isarim, and this fellow already ate half of an iser's worth of this coin, making it that only half of an iser here is chulin. But now that he's in a place where an iser can actually buy him double its value, that means that the remaining half iser is doubled to a full iser, allowing him to eat another iser's worth of Maaser Sheni, and that's a wonderful gain for him. Now, the exact opposite is true as well. Hamaniach pundyon, if he left a coin worth a pundyon to be used for his pidyon of Maaser Sheni, va'achal olav chatzioi, and he ate half of its value, which means he ate an iser's worth, and v'halach l'makom acher arehu yotzei be'iser, and now he finds himself in a different place, and this coin now has dropped to half of its value, and the original value of the coin can only purchase an iser's worth of produce. So eichel olav oid pelag, he could eat only another half of an iser's worth, even though originally he was only mechalel one iser's worth on it. Since now it dropped by half, he could only eat half of an iser's worth of produce. And onto another din, and this particular case refers to a chaver working for Nama Aretz, and this baal bayis is Nama Aretz is chayv to feed his worker. Now, technically, the worker should not be allowed to eat from the baal bayis because since he's an am aretz, he's not trusted to separate the proper maestres. But in this scenario, as we're going to see in a moment, he is allowed to eat from the produce because he saw the am aretz separating being paid to maestro sheni. As the Mishnah tells us, Hamineach iser shel maestro sheni, this am aretz was seen taking an iser and being paid to that value of maestro sheni onto it. What's a worker allowed to do? Eichel alav echad aser iser ve'echad mimea be'iser. He's allowed to eat 11 yusarim's worth of produce and another 1/100th worth of of an isser of produce, because we know that that's how much produce was matukin by the Am Haaretz. Now let's pause over here to explain and try to pay attention, because it's going to get a little mathematical. Usually an Am Haaretz isn't trusted to separate necessary maestros, as we already said. And here, since he was seen being paid an isser's worth of maestro sheni, not only did he obviously separate the maestro sheni, but we also assume that he separated maestro rishon, because there's no reason to suspect that he did one without the other. Now if he has an isser of maestro sheni, that means that he had 10 isarim of produce, which already had maestro rishon separated. And so how much produce did he start out with before the maestro was separated? And thankfully the Mefarshim did the math for us. He started out with 11 and a ninth isarin worth of produce. And that means the maestro rishon is 1 1/9 of an isser, leaving 10 over. And as we just said, he separated one isser for maestro sheni. Now another thing, the assumption is that after all this, the Am Haaretz mixed the maestro rishon back inside. So it turns out that 11 and 1/9 isarin worth of produce is all maestered and is allowed to be eaten. And that's what the Mishnah just told us. Now just one more important clarification. When the Mishnah had said that he's allowed to eat 11 isarim and 1/100th, it doesn't actually mean 1/100th of an isser, because we had said that it's really 1/9 of an isser. It just means that if we took 1/100th out of every one of the 11 isarim here, we would have about 1/9, because if we have 1/100th, that roughly equals 1/9. And this is all the opinion of the Tanakhama. However, we have two different opinions. Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai says, Hakol Asara, everything is only 10, which means he can only assume that 10 isarim of produce has been matukin and not more than that. That's because since he sees the Maaser Sheni being taken off, he only knows that Maaser Sheni was separated, and he cannot assume that Maaser Rishon was separated, as we had said in Shitas Tanakhama. Therefore, there's only 10 isarim worth of produce that was matukin, not 11 1/9. Now, Mem Beis Amud Alpha on top of Beis Hillel, Iron Beis Hillel argues and says that it really depends. Bevadai achad asar, ubedmai asara. If we're dealing with vadai, produce that most definitely has to have Maaser separated, if he saw the Am Haaretz separating Maaser Sheni, then we can assume that the Am Haaretz also separated Maaser Rishon, because we're dealing with produce that's vadai. However, if it's demai, anyway it's a suffix. Just because the Am Haaretz separated Maaser Sheni, that doesn't necessarily mean that he separated Maaser Rishon. And that's Beis Hillel's opinion. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow explaining the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.